Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Update on the killer jab, the continued abuse of God's sword of vengeance, FBI raid the home of and then kill a man accused of threatening Biden. Michigan voter fraud debacle continues to stalk the Democrats who pulled it off. Some new developments in the Democrat child trafficking business model. Oh, and Best Buy has been outed as anti-white and anti-Christian. Okay, I'll take up that gauntlet. Let's see if our Santa Maria store is buying into that nonsense and how long they last. If they do, it'll be very instructive. Well, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Hey, I'm going to start with this Best Buy story. It's a store I use quite a lot, and that news is really quite disturbing. Plus, it gives me a chance to weigh in on something that's really, really interesting. Best Buy came under heavy fire a few days ago after revelations surfaced. They have a company policy forbidding whites from participating in management training programs that are conducted within the company. Quote, time to Bud Light Best Buy. Best Buy faces blowback for a leadership training program that excludes white applicants, end quote. O'Keefe exposed a memo that was circulated in Best Buy, quote, highlighting the company's professional development program for employees who identify as Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, or Pacific Islander, end quote. And in this memo, it specifically identifies these as the qualification for becoming part of that class. Now, this started back in 2022. One woman came up with a catchy call to action. She said, time to Bud Light Best Buy. I don't know who it was, or I'd give her credit. Well, right on the heels of this firebomb story, O'Keefe Media Group, called or referred to as OMG, posts a story that exposed Best Buy as bigoted against Christians, too. I've linked the post here so you can watch it. And here's some of the content of that video. A whistleblower from within Best Buy reached out to O'Keefe with audio recordings of a conversation he had with his manager, a guy named Mike Hirsch, at a Best Buy in Jacksonville, Florida. And Mike Hirsch is heard to say that LGBTQ flags were appropriate work environment displays in their Geek Squad office, but Christian crosses or Bibles displayed on an employee's desk were not. That pretty well summarizes it. The employee complained to his manager that, you know, if we can display all these LGBTQ flags and stuff, well, why aren't crosses allowed to be displayed? And Hirsch is heard saying, well, they're not the same. And when asked how not, the answer was, you are free to choose your religion. That's a belief system. That's a cultural. And then the employee cut in. So if I have cultural beliefs, why can't I put my stuff all over the wall? And the answer was, well, because you're choosing to believe in Christianity or Muslim or whatever. You choose that. So the argument is that old LGBTQ don't have a choice stuff. So it's either all pro-choice if you want to kill the baby, and it's no choice if you want to promote homosexuality. You see? Because, he explained, LGBTQ, blah, 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 the queers don't have a choice to accept or reject that lifestyle and the ideology that goes along with it. So we're back to the born that way argument. The problem with that is that nature itself says no. Nature says men are for women and women are for men. Nature says there is male and female. Nature establishes the norms. What deviates from the norms that are established in nature is de facto abnormal and contrary to nature. Nature rejects the behaviors associated with homosex, with all sorts of diseases that are destroying their lives, cutting the life of the average active homosexual to about half of that of, well, normal people. When affections become perverse and unnatural, a biblical principle kicks in. Now listen to this. Through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Proverbs 18:1. You see, perverse affection alienates abnormal people from normal people. That's a natural progress. Unnatural from natural. Those whose desires are perverse, or unnatural affection, become obstinately obsessed with finding arguments to justify their perversity. That's what this verse is telling us. So they come up with arguments to justify what they do, and they create an entire ideology around that lifestyle. An entire system of philosophy is constructed, complete with an apologetic to defend the system. But here is where there is a major breakaway from typical developments along these lines, say in religion. You see, these people are militant and want to force their ideology on everyone. They're not content to simply represent it and talk about it and debate it. They want to force it on you. Get a load of what Larry Fink, BlackRock CEO, said about this sort of thing. I've linked to the video here so you can view it yourself. And you can get my notes going to brainmassage.net and selecting the show you're interested in, and my notes are provided in that link. Here are some excerpts from this video, BlackRock CEO. And by the way, you do know that BlackRock is a globalist business, right? Totally connected with Schwab's World Economic Forum and at the forefront of the effort to build, well, I refer to it as Nimrod's Tower. Totally on board with the whole you will own nothing and you will be happy thing, you know? Yeah, totally on board with the ESG standards, you know, set by the Satan worshippers behind the globalist cabal. Still there? Here is an article explaining the ESG scoring system. It's all about forcing businesses to in turn manipulate desired behavior for the people in their employ, and then through that, manipulate and control and change the behavior of the people. You see, the fascists have found a way to co-opt businesses to be their agents for social change in the communities. Now, here's what Larry the Fink, by the way, I should explain, the pejorative Fink was not originally used to identify someone who ratted someone out, you know, squealed, you know, informed on them. It was used to speak of a despicable person, generally. And usually, well, at least since cartoonist Ed Big Daddy Roth depicted a Fink as a green or gray, comically grotesque and depraved-looking creature with bulging, bloodshot eyes and oversized mouth with sharp, narrow teeth and so on anyway. Okay, so here's what Fink had to say, CEO of BlackRock. When talking about the fact that BlackRock controls something over $1 trillion of investment money, and that the company has certain investment qualifications to invest that money. And he explained, well, look, behaviors are going to have to change. He said, we're asking companies, quote, you have to force behaviors, end quote. When you watch it, you begin to notice the features of the Fink starting to appear. Hey, it's subtle, you know. You have to look close and have eyes for it. But anyway, the Fink goes on. A quote, at BlackRock, we're forcing behaviors, end quote. Yeah, he boasted BlackRock added, quote, 4 more points in terms of diverse employment, end quote. Now, what he means is that BlackRock increased their ESG score by 4 points. And they did it by focusing on hiring diversity classified people like LGBTQ and so on. You know, from the non-white specifically and non-Christian groups. In fact, the anti-Christian groups. And he says effectively, you will be punished if you don't go along with the goals to push out white Christians. He didn't use those words, but that's what he's saying. He says with a smirk, if you don't go along with this, quote, your compensation will be impacted, you see, he says, end quote. And he repeats this, you have to force behaviors. I mean, it's like a mantra in this guy's presentation. Do you understand that all of this nonsense going on in these smaller companies like Best Buy, that it's being forced on them? If they expect to have any access to BlackRock investment or other companies, they're all doing the same thing. All these super rich institutions are doing the same thing. They're forcing on their employees a behavior change that they've decided upon. Ultimately, they want those companies to work in society a forced change on the public. This is satanic. It is the way of Satan. Jesus said that since John the Baptist, well, the devil and his minions, quote, take the kingdom of heaven by force, end quote, with violence. Now, you'll find that in Matthew 11, verse 12, and many Christians just don't understand this. Get my book, God's War. It will explain all of this to you. It's available online as an ebook for like, I don't know, $9 or something like that. But anyway, you can find it. But quickly, the expression the kingdom of heaven is not talking about God's rule over heaven only. Every parable of the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven that you find in the Gospels describes God's sovereign policy and program and his actions with regard to carrying out his rule on the earth today. Not one describes activity limited to heaven. The wicked want to displace God from his rule, his right to rule on the earth. Now, they can't do that, of course. So they attempt to bring men under their power, exousia, authority, right to rule, and turn them and their hearts against the power, the authority, the right to rule of Jesus Christ. Now, they do this by force. Now, God's way is to give you a choice. I mean, I can go through a whole scripture on this, but Joshua 24:15, choose you this day whom you will serve. And that's the choice before you right now. Satan pretends to be all about choice, but the truth is he's about control. The children of obedience have obeyed the gospel command to repent. And that means, by the way, specifically to turn from the power, the authority of darkness, to the power, the authority of light. And the verse, this in Acts chapter 26, verse 18, by the way, and that verse clarifies what this verse means is you must turn from Satan to God. That's repentance. And those who will do so must confess that Jesus is Lord. They must do that with their mouth. And in their heart, they must believe that he rose again from the dead, thereby conquering death and hell, taking from Satan the power of death, emancipating all mankind from Satan's power, who had the power of death, but Jesus took it from him. And they will have called on the name of Jesus to save them from the wrath that is coming, and we think sooner rather than later, upon this world for its rebellion against the rule of Christ over heaven and earth. And you can see Psalm 2 for some of that, Matthew 28:18, and Ephesians 1, 20, it's all over the place. Anyway, the children of disobedience have refused to confess Jesus as Lord. They have refused to yield to the terms of surrender laid out in the gospel. The call to repent and believe on Jesus Christ, to turn away from Satan to God, and instead they continue as children of the devil, and they are content to live under the tyranny of Satan that is exercised upon them through dictators. And that's why they're attracted to that kind of system, who force your behavior to conform to whatever they want you to do. And you notice that in every case, the change they demand is one that takes you away from God's way and deeper and farther along into Satan's way. Now, Schwab recently put governments worldwide on notice to prepare for, quote, billions of social credit prisoners, end quote. What? These are anticipated in the wake of arrests to follow implementation of their planned social credit score system, a public version of the ESG thing used with businesses. And this is modeled in CCP-controlled China. In fact, they are already creating a backlist of persons they have deemed to be unfit for society. And they are assigning them right now a social credit score. And it's attached to their cell phone so that when the net is completed, they can just start rounding up all of these social misfits and gathering them into their concentration prisons to re-educate them, air quotes, and then that failing to just simply eliminate the useless eaters. Well, I managed to use my entire first segment discussing this matter, but you need to go to Best Buy, or next time you're in Best Buy, you need to challenge them on this matter. They're free to choose, of course, against Christ and to adopt patently racist policies, to be bigoted against whites and against Christians. And then you also have the same right to choose whether you will spend your hard-earned dollars in such a place. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back. The Lights On Banquet is scheduled for April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. But I want you to start praying for this banquet and planning to attend. All our original sponsors are returning. Pat, owner of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria, will sponsor the God and Gun Clinger Home Defense Kit. Remember that one? A self-defense weapon, a genuine leather-bound Bible, and one of my books, given to the winner of our drawing. And everyone who attends gets one entry. Then Lou Silva, owner of Habit Wired, also here in Santa Maria, will be preparing the delicious tri-tip meal. And then we have two new sponsors, Sarah Green, physician who owns Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with an office in Nopomo. By the way, Sarah took a stand upholding her oath and dedication to her patients when a lot of doctors and other medical professionals were putting their careers ahead of their patients. She was instrumental in saving over 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. I'm one of them. She has stepped in to sponsor the Lights On Banquet, along with another new sponsor, cooks Bree and OCL Soto of 805 Cookhouse. Now, of course, the Brain Masseur will be presenting a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And we'll be doing all the other fun stuff and some new stuff, too. It's going to be an evening you'll not forget. Plan to come, April 19, 2024, a Lights On Banquet.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your Brain Masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. And by the way, I organize my segments and subsegments so that I conclude each with some commentary on the thing that is most concerning to me. But so often I find that when I get started on a topic, well, let's just say I've got a lot to say about it. And I end up being unable to get to what really at the outset was the main thing I wanted to talk about. So I'm going to jump into the new developments in the Democrat child trafficking business model. Oprah's spiritual healer, a guy named Joao de Deus, something like that. Anyway, translates John of God. He's a medium. Oprah published an article explaining mediums in her Oprah Daily. The article explained that mediums bridge the gap between the living and the dead, while actually talking to them, you see. It's called necromancy in the Bible, and it's forbidden, by the way. It's the way of Satan, and it's contrary to the ways of God. Children of disobedience dabble in this sort of thing. God's people avoid it. Anyway. In 2012, Oprah traveled to Brazil to interview this medium and called him inspiring and encouraged women to seek him out for help. Well, it turns out the guy's a flaming pervert and likely also a murderer. Here's the article. Oprah's spiritual healer sentenced to 99 years for raping girls accused of baby trafficking. He was found guilty for raping hundreds of women and young girls, quote unquote. Hundreds. Young girls. Minors. He's a pedo sex pervert that connects you with your dead auntie. And if he's in the mood, well, while he's at it, he just might rape you too. Now, it turns out he was also involved in child trafficking. And there is a bizarre twist to his operation. The children he sold to childless couples were farmed in Brazil. Yeah, quote, young girls were held captive in remote farms where they were forced to produce babies before being murdered 10 years after giving birth, end quote. Now, I wonder how many of these babies were spawns of John. I thought it was interesting that this broke in 2018 and the story went worldwide in 2019. That's because we've been praying specifically around that time for this sort of thing to be exposed. We knew it was going on and we wanted the whole world to see it. The people who exposed this testified they became weary of covering for this wicked operation. You know, prayer does change things, my friends. It matters. It makes a difference. The continued abuse of God's sword of vengeance. FBI raided the home of and then killed an armed Utah man accused of threatening Biden. You know, like they did with Trump, right? And Kathy Gifford holding up that head. And any number of actors who wished violence upon him. Anyway, the case against this 75-year-old, whose neighbors all testified, was a great guy who would never do anything like this, is, the array of evidence brought up against him is damning. Wow. I mean, according to this man's social media page, he had to be a veritable Jekyll and Hyde, posting pics of himself decked out in camo, sporting serious ARs, and talking about, I mean, that along with talking about blowing a hole in the forehead of Garland, threatening to take out the buffoon in chief, threatening to blow away an FBI agent appearing on his property to interfere with his free speech. No wonder the FBI went there ready to shoot when they approached this guy's house in Provo, Utah. We have a little more trouble figuring out why all the hoopla when they went to arrest this simple Catholic daddy who protected his son from somebody provoking him anyway. None of his friends seemed to be aware of the social media persona. So that I thought was a bit strange, right? I mean, he had no local friends on his social page. Anyway, raise your hand if you have a little difficulty trusting the FBI these days. Oh, mercy, the hands went up so fast it created a wind blast, nearly knocked me over. Har har. I did notice that none of the evidence provided would be such as could not have been manufactured by the clever FBI who planted a bunch of operatives in J6. Who knows, they didn't plant some evidence on this guy. A little J. Oswald stuff going on, and there won't be any trial, right? I mean, the guy's dead. The shooting officer, of course, will be subject to some investigation, all done internally, by the way, by the trusted FBI, of course. Now, I don't know if the guy's a Looney Tunes that was about to try to kill somebody. I don't know. But I don't think I know any better about what the FBI is up to these days. You see what you've done, Mr. Biden, Mr. Garland, Mr. Ray, and the rest of you? Well, we'll see. We're praying the wicked and the FBI get exposed and the righteous will be vindicated and lifted up. I think the whole FBI thing should be shut down. I have no confidence in that department. Congress should defund it yesterday. I've got to close. But before I do, one more thing. I'll provide a very interesting update on the vaccine quandary. That's actually an uncertainty over what to do in a perplexing circumstance. There's no uncertainty here. There's no question what you should do about these vax. Refuse it. But I'll go over that fully this Saturday night during my Comforting Council live stream visit. Right now, in closing, get a load of this. According to MSM, quote, nobody ever said the vax would stop the transmission of COVID virus, end quote. That's what they're putting out there. really? Well, looky who they're calling nobody. The world's foremost expert on all things vaccine, Bill Gates. Ta-da! CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. Yeah, vaccinated people don't carry the virus, she said. They don't get sick, she said. Here's a fella, Marx. He's Director of Biologics Evaluation and Research at FDA. Getting vaccinated can protect you from getting seriously ill and spreading infection. J&J CEO gave his personal guarantee of 100% protection. Yeah, Biden, you said, you won't get COVID if you get these vaccinations. There you go. Fauci with his usual clever avoidance and little song and dance, without actually saying it, says, get the vaccine, stop COVID. Rachel Maddow, she says, we now know the virus stops with every vaccinated person. Oh, very certain. But behind the scenes, you see, the United States FDA actually, in writing, admitted, quote, the data are not there to assess the effect of the vaccine against transmission, end quote. What? And Janine Small, president of International Development Markets for Pfizer, was asked, did you know the effectiveness of the vaccine to stop transmission before it was released? She admitted, well, no. I mean, almost as if, no, duh. Well, of course we didn't. I'm serious. Yeah, you want to know what nobody on the left ever said about the vax? They never told you it would kill so many young people, did they? They never told you it would cause a large number of cases of myocarditis. Not a few here and there, but a whole bunch of them. Create these huge clots that are just inexplicable otherwise. And that unbiased experts testified it was man-made, and biased ones admitted it too, behind the scenes, privately. That there is mounting evidence of shedding by the vaccinated. Little spike protein floating around after you. Now, here's a list for the Nuremberg trials, including many recognizable names like Malone, Burke, Barrick, Fauci, the Jacques Walensky Collins. Yeah, the list is growing. Allow me to sign off with an early treatment protocol that you will need to remember and some advice on what to do about these spike proteins, how to protect yourself. That's in my notes. I'm not going to read it here, but you've got a link here to it. And this, a name and a web address that you're going to need, and you very likely need it right now. Sarah Green, physician assistant, go to ccatr.us. The letters, ccatr.us. Go to our website. Sarah was used of God to save over 2,000 lives during the first COVID attack. I'm one of them. And she is ready for the second wave. Contact her through her website, ccatr.us. Or if you can't remember that or whatever, you can contact me and I'll put you in touch. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see the lights are on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless and save America. And I'll see you in church. The Lights On Banquet is scheduled for April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. But I want you to start praying for this banquet and planning to attend. All our original sponsors are returning. Pat, owner of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria, will sponsor the God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit. Remember that one? A self-defense weapon, a genuine leather-bound Bible, and one of my books, given to the winner of our drawing. And everyone who attends gets one entry. Then Lou Silva, owner of Habit Wired, also here in Santa Maria, will be preparing the delicious tri-tip meal. And then we have two new sponsors, Sarah Green, physician who owns Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with an office in Nopomo. By the way, Sarah took a stand upholding her oath and dedication to her patients when a lot of doctors and other medical professionals were putting their careers ahead of their patients. She was instrumental in saving over 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. I'm one of them. She has stepped in to sponsor the Lights On Banquet, along with another new sponsor, cooks Bree and OCL Soto of 805 Cookhouse. Now, of course, the Brain Masseur will be presenting a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And we'll be doing all the other fun stuff and some new stuff too. It's going to be an evening you'll not forget. Plan to come, April 19, 2024. A Lights On Banquet.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.
Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, by Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, moi, your brain masseur, and Sarah Green, your certified PA, your medical expert. All my regular listeners know my reputation for integrity and thorough research. I'm going to shoot straight with you. I examined over 900 scientific and medical articles on the question of mask efficacy. Now, you've heard that the randomized controlled trial doesn't support masks, but I could not find even one observational study that actually provided proof the masks we've been told to wear would protect us against contagion or transmission. But did you know the masks are harmful, not only psychologically, but physically too? Wait till you read Chapter 5, Natural Filtration versus Masks. This book answers the two critical questions every Christian patriot needs to answer. First, do masks work? Or what does the science say? And are mask mandates moral? What does the Bible say? Science and Scripture. Purchase it anywhere you buy books, but you can get 20% off at booklocker.com.